Trey, it's time for the news.
I got a little bit of breaking news, according to Syracuse Hoops Twitter feed. CJ Fair is now going to play for the Mavs Summer League team.
News team, assemble!
Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the news desk, the Throwdown News Desk.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Trey.
Hey.
Did you finish your Christmas shopping yet?
I've finished all the Christmas shopping.
Did you eat any tortilla soup
I did not have tortilla soup the other night.
I love that drop. I don't know why. It's just so funny to me. I love all Trey drops.
Well,
he can
you.
Say anything, and I think it just makes me happy.
Do you think Ed Sheeran would be as popular if he didn't look like Ron Weasley?
See, I have to look in there, and I have to look at his...
I didn't know. I thought he just said that.
I have to look at his mouth. And if his mouth isn't moving, I know it's a drop. And that was a drop by Chris Tapia.
That was a drop by Chris
Tapia.
Does
that make you uncomfortable, Trey? He's just looking at your mouth all show?
He does have a pretty mouth.
That's fine. That's fine. He can do whatever he wants. He's Mino. And you know what? Mino's going to be pretty happy, maybe, if his tax return's all right in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump signed...
Look at that segue.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. See, I'm a professional. Donald Trump signed a... $2.2 trillion economic rescue package Friday, meaning for us or anyone who makes under $70,000 a year, we will be getting $1,200 in the mail in the next few weeks.
Cash?
Cash.
What if you make over $70,000 like me?
Yes,
I still get it?
Well, it kind of goes down the more you make.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm actually having to give money.
You're going to have to give some money with that board op salary.
I want to know how much you have to make to where you get a $1 check.
I'm sure it's capped at... I'm sure they wouldn't send you $1.
And I believe, too, they're doing direct deposit. So if you filed your taxes and you've done direct deposit for your return, you just get that money right to your bank. You don't have to wait for a check.
I just want cash. Just straight cash, homie.
Just send you, like, fat stacks of cash.
So the government has my bank account information,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Do you guys have any...
Good to know.
Do you guys have any plans for this stimulus money? Don't mark that.
I mean,
that wasn't a drop.
Get the economy back going, Trey. What are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to give it to the economy too. Maybe
give it to the economy.
Give it to the
give
economy.
Give it all to the economy.
I'm going to donate $1,200 to economy.
write a check to economy.
I'm giving economy to economy.
Here you
I'm
go.
Blow
IRS.
It all at AdamandEve.com.
That's still giving back to the economy, no matter how much you spend or where you spend it.
How many Pornhub Ultimate subscriptions can you get with $1,200?
Well, it's free now.
Oh, it's free. Oh, so unlimited.
Right, Justin?
I mean, maybe for you guys, I have the VIP package.
Mm.
I still don't understand the difference between...
You get more. Like, you get exclusive content. You get to go to their meet and greets.
So to speak.
Greets.
Yeah.
Like, do they have, like, DVD commentary with the videos you watch?
With the director?
Yeah. They have deleted scenes.
What he did to me here, I wasn't into it all the way back, but he really talked me into it.
Maybe we can do a live stream someday of Justin just breaking down the premium videos.
Remember when we did a podcast, we Mystery Science Theatered the Chuck Berry sex tape?
I almost forgot about that until now, but now, yes, I vividly remember that.
Kiss you, baby.
And we're at, like, some other dude's house. And he had, like, his little kids there. Like, there's, like, a 8-year-old walking in the room.
No, there wasn't. There was not. And it's hard to even call what he was doing a sex tape.
Eh. I mean, there was bodily functions happening.
Right.
They were naked.
Those were the thickest buns I've ever seen.
They were.
There was a table involved.
So yes, we're going to put it back into the economy.
That's good. another man who's putting something back. Fearing the end of the world, a man returns an ancient stolen relic. Look at this,
Indiana Jones.
I guess 15 years after this guy stole a 2,000-year-old stone from a Jerusalem archaeological site. An anonymous Israeli agreed to return it to the Israeli Antiques Authority. The man explained that the coronavirus crisis made him feel the end of the world is near and wanted to clear his conscience.
Yeah. Everyone wants to get right with God right before they're about to die. Because he didn't want to die from COVID-19, get up to the pearly gates, and have that on his ledger.
Right.
Like, dude, I mean, everything else checks out on your paperwork here, but
stole this relic,
do I see
man.
You stole a stone? Yeah, you don't want to have to. You don't want to have to go Not through me. that red tape.
Maybe he thought that the stone was the he opened Pandora's box when he stole the stone, and that's why all the bad stuff's happening.
It does seem like as a society in this time that we are behaving pretty well, because when everything was closing down, I was kind of worried that, all right, are we going to be, like, breaking into places, stealing crap? But you haven't heard too many stories of that happening.
Well, I mean, we still don't have everyone completely bought in.
Yeah.
A quarter of our population still thinks this is a hoax.
Looking at you, Collin County.
Still partying. Yeah. So maybe if everyone was really bought in, like, people are trying to draw parallels to that movie Contagion, and yeah, one of the big differences is in Contagion they do have like riots and looting and violence, and yeah, we haven't really had that.
That is a little different because people were dropping dead within like 2 days, and a mass amounts of people were.
But even if we went the full lockdown of you can't leave your house anytime during the day, I don't think it would get to that point. Now, if they were to shut everything down, say, 3 weeks ago, before anything really awful hit, before Gobert got it, and we all said, holy crap, this is real, this is here, that's when I think people would riot.
I mean, haven't we seen people getting stabbed over toilet paper? Does that count?
Yeah, I think that
does. Has that happened?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
there was.
I mean, I've seen the long lines and everything. I haven't seen.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen videos of people in. I forget where it was, in some grocery store or some like big box store where, yeah, someone stabbed someone else over a roll of toilet paper.
You can make anything toilet paper. You don't.
No.
Yeah.
There was a story that I did not pull, but I guess someone was using a t-shirt or scrap shirt says toilet paper, and it clogged up a whole sewer system.
Yeah, Irving's having a problem with that right now. They put out a story last night saying, please stop flushing anything but toilet paper.
Yes.
What else are people using?
Sanitary wipes. But you can't find those either, probably. Maybe,
yeah, those are
maybe paper towels. Yeah. You ever have to do that if you're in a pinch?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done it
Envelopes.
Once. Envelopes?
Envelopes.
Yeah.
I always like the line in Jumanji.
Did you lick the envelope first?
Or just get like a towel and do like a butt floss in there.
Oh.
Ever done it with a pine cone?
No.
Again, that was a drop.
That just seems like a total.
For some reason, I've heard of that. It's like
it's a thing. If you're out in wilderness, they tell you do not use leaves. Use sticks or pine cones because leaves. If you use a leaf, you could be allergic to it.
Yeah, that's
Well, you could be. You could get some scrapage.
Yeah, you
with
could
the pine
rip
cone.
Your bee hole open with a stick or a pine cone.
There's a proper way to do it.
How?
You go against the grain.
No, that's still. I feel like you're going to get good coverage.
I'm speaking from experience, Justin. Just trust me on this.
I don't feel like you wiped good.
Is this
that day.
Boy Scouts? Were you in Boy Scouts, Ryan? Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts?
No, this was a survival camp I went to.
A survival camp?
They're like doomsday like prepper camp?
Like the one in Jojo Rabbit?
No. Not like that one. It was just 2 weeks out in the Rocky Mountains. Just a man and his thoughts.
Were you by yourself or were you with a bunch of other?
There was four campers. Others.
Four others.
Did y'all share the same pine cone?
No, we did not. You went away to do that.
You don't want sloppy seconds on a pine cone.
I've never done that deed outside before.
It's very free.
What, made mud?
Yeah. Never had to do that outside.
We always had porta potties and like Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts to do that. I never had a squat, so to speak.
You ever gone? You've gone number one, right?
Oh, number one. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. As a kid, that was like the most fun thing to do.
He did that at my house the other day. I walked out in the backyard.
Outside,
like,
There's
have
something.
Have a few beers. You can go wherever you want.
There's something freeing about number one outside.
Make that a bucket list item, David, to go number two outside one day.
No, I'm trying to go my entire life without having to do that. Because if you ever have to do that outside, it's you're in a bad situation. You said in a car?
Yeah.
You've done that in a car?
I mean, you got to make time. You're on a road trip.
Pull over.
Traffic.
That's where my app idea comes in handy of it's like Yelp, but you rate gas station bathrooms, the cleanliness of it.
I'm pretty sure that exists, right?
Probably is. I mean, hotels are great, too, to go to.
Just to rent a room? You just rent a room
for... You just go to the hotel and you poop in the lobby bathroom and leave. They don't ask questions.
We've talked about this. I always feel guilty. Like, if I ever have to stop to go to a gas station, number one, I'm okay. But if I have to go number two, I always buy, like, a pack of gum or something when I leave. Because
that makes it better.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to unleash hell on them, I can give them a dollar.
But at least you're never going to see them again. If you're on a road trip or something, you're probably never going to go back.
Yeah, and they go and they see that someone in Wisconsin's day, like
they see that hundreds of times a day too.
Not what I'm doing. I'm like the little boy in Danny's story the other day.
The which one?
The one where he was sitting next to the kid and the kid was just blowing up the stall and he thought it was a full grown man.
Oh no.
Oh no.
We've all been that kid. We can relate.
Ooh. The worst is when you go to a truck stop bathroom and it's got the machine on the wall where you can purchase certain items.
Like condoms?
Yeah. And then like they usually have like picture cards you can buy if you put a couple quarters in. And then you go into the stall and there's just a bunch of numbers written on it, like for a good time, call this.
Never called those?
Ever called those numbers?
It's like a joke, maybe.
I'm going to put Cray-Tray's number in a bathroom stall now on every time I go in just to see what happens.
I already have.
And somehow we've managed to mention defecating in every single story of our news so far.
That's what we're about here in Work in Progress on Sunday mornings.
Maybe you need more poop talk.
Maybe we do. Do we have a quick one? Maybe a nice little pick-me-up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. This is a Ryan story for sure. U.S. girl, 4, missing for 2 days, found safe in the woods with her dog at her side.
How about that? We need some of that today.
Why is that a Ryan story?
Because you love dogs.
Rough.
And you love happiness.
Justin's got 5.
And she was in the woods for 2 days? Right. She probably had to pine cone.
Yeah, I think Justin's the dog person on the show.
True. But yeah,
he's Tiger King of dog.
I wonder if she did use a pine cone.
I'm going to go find a pine cone just to try it.
We should try that next week. Pine cone.
The pine cone challenge.
Yeah, 9:50 next week. We're all going to wipe our butts with pine cones. You can just hear us screaming.
Just hear it's just sandpaper.
God.
I'd go sandpaper over pine cone.
Yeah, I'm always going to keep something with me.
Next week, we'll power rank the toilet paper substitutes.
Again, the society has completely fallen off. We can just still use water, just hike our asses up in the shower.
Get a bidet.
Yeah.
We don't need pine cones and t-shirts and trash bags, whatever anyone else is using. We can figure it out. All right, thank you, Trey. There is the news.
Yay!
It's 9/11. You're on the ticket. Coming up next... Does David even really like baseball?